It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. And it is time to welcome back to the program the one, the only Meredith Summers, Washington Times reporter extraordinaire, and our own Washington Monument, if you will.
Here I am, Andy.
Isn't that beautiful?
That was
beautiful.
I
worked on
that.
You know, it took me, 12, 13 seconds to put that together. Spent a great deal of time on it. Washington Monument fixes to be on hold for president's trips. That's the headline. What's the problem?
Well, as people will recall, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, there was the big overhaul repair of the monument, because it's pretty old. That was pre-9/11, and now here we are. The monument sits smack dab in the middle of the National Mall, president's backyard, and there are going to be crews up there at a perfect level for whatever mayhem you might want to do. And so now, the Park Service announced yesterday that they would be getting started in the next 2 months or so, and there's going to be that scaffolding again that everybody remembers that went all the way up.
Sure.
So there's going to be guys, maybe gals too, 500 feet up in the air right behind the president's house, looking straight down one way down the mall and one another way. And
yeah.
So what they're going to be doing now is every time the president needs to leave in Marine One, and as we all know, they don't just post that on, you know, Facebook.
Yeah, probably.
So a 20-30 minute window, and the Secret Service is going to call the Park Police, and the Park Police, who are going to be providing on-site security, are going to tell everybody, hey, down to the ground. So everybody who's working 500 feet up in the air are going to have to drop what they're doing and just go all the way back down and just wait for like 2 hours at most for this helicopter to leave, because it is a security issue.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you think, I mean, it's bad enough having to run downstairs now, but now, because they're going to be doing mortar work, if they happen to be mixing mortar and they find out that the president needs to come back or is leaving, they're going to drop what they're doing, so some supplies might get lost, or because if mortar, you know, solidifies,
sets up.
So, and the Park Police have, or Park Service have, put this into the contract for the construction crew working on this. So,
they've allowed for security.
Yeah, the overruns. But one of the guys who's the project manager said, if they go over, they're just going to give us an invoice for it, because
You know, it occurs to me, being the election season, that the president's going to be in and out a whole lot.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you look at the math, I guess it's going to be the next 60 days, and then they're going to start the.
Oh, so this will be after the election.
It'll be afterwards, but you're going to have to figure there's the inauguration. Work is supposed to take 12 to 18 months.
Oh, yeah.
That's sort of the ballpark that they're giving us. So you're going to go through the inauguration, and, yeah, whoever is president is going to be in and out, probably make it, you know, kissing babies and waving and that kind of thing. And then we've also got July 4th, that kind of thing. So it's pretty busy in the next few months. And, yeah.
All the makings of a mess.
Yes. Yes. There's only good. I mean, anybody who's been down in that area, they're building that African American Museum right there, and there's all that construction. There's only going to be one entrance and exit point right by the Sylvan Theater, which is on the kind of the southeast corner.
Yeah.
Most people go, huh? Which you would know it if you see it's the closest side to the tidal basin. That's going to be the one area that you can bring in your crew and your vehicles and whatnot. There's going
public
to be,
one will not have access at all, right?
No, they're going to be putting it. There's that circular walkway that kind of goes around it, and there's going to be an eight foot high fence there all the way around the perimeter.
Huh.
I mean, they said we're going to try to get people still as close as they want to it, but I mean, it's going to be a lot different than in 2000.
And security will probably be very much like an Air Force base or something.
Yeah. And it's funny you say that, because I asked the CEO of the company who's doing the general management for this, and he goes, well, actually, we're finishing up a contract over at Andrews where the president's...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, where Air Force One. It's like, so we're kind of used to this stuff. I mean, there's rules about when the president's taxiing, who can be on the runway, that kind of thing. So these guys are used to having to deal with security issues. They also helped with the Ronald Reagan building.
Yeah.
So they know what they're doing, but I think for the public, it's going to be kind of weird to see like this one entrance and exit. There's going to be bomb sniffing dogs and wands and that kind of thing, because they're going to be construction guys, and I'm sure they're going to do. I would hope they do background checks on all of them.
Nah, probably not.
Yeah, we'll just put in a couple college kids. So and I mean, there's going to be heavy equipment. They're going to be mixing things, so all the materials and these guys coming in. These guys are going to have to be in great shape. I mean, hopefully they'll have like those outdoor elevator things, but I mean, inside there's 897 steps, so. This guy's going to get a good workout.
Yeah, wouldn't that be a drag?
It's a busy day, right?
Yeah, they come all the way down, then they send them back up, false alarm, and then
alarm,
they come all the way back down again.
Yep.
I'm curious. You followed this story since the very beginning, mm-hmm. because I recall, you know, not long after the earthquake, they had to get inspection crews in there. And mm-hmm. I remember talking to you about, you know, you watching some of the inspection crews. But I'm surprised that it took a year, over a year, just to award the contract. Knowing that this is a super huge tourist attraction, you'd think they'd want to get this done as quickly as possible.
It's funny you say that. A woman that I talked to on the street said the same thing. She's like, I'm surprised the scaffolding hasn't been up earlier. Yeah, those guys, if people remember back in October, they were the Spider-Man of the city for a while. They were coming out of the top of the observation deck windows with their rappelling equipment.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what they did was they went down every stone to see what needed to be done, and they drew up diagrams, and that went into the whole construction document, which then kind of created the, all right, this is what we actually have to get done.
Right.
Who wants to do it? How much are you going to ask us for it? So, yeah, it's been more than a year. The earthquake was in August of last year.
Yeah.
And here we are, and they'll get started around the holidays. So
the whole thing's going to be about 3 years from start to finish then.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that crazy? They get about 800,000 visitors annually to the monument. And you don't have to pay to go upstairs into the into the observation deck. But, you know, people come there to go to the top of it and look out at the city. And you haven't been able to do that. For a while, you couldn't even get within 100 feet of it. And now you're not even being able to get that close.
Yeah. Are you going to follow the construction? I mean, are you going to report on that?
Yeah, I'm sure I will. Maybe I'll go up and stand on the scaffolding and wait for
Cool. That'd be good. That'd
yeah,
be really
I wish.
Good. Yeah.
But they said...
And I'll need a picture of that, by the way. Okay, good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't even make it up the mezzanine stairs here in Tandy's office without, like, breathing heavily. But they... Park Service said they're going to install web cameras inside the monument.
Oh, cool.
So people can watch online what they're doing. It's basically just shellacking the inside and, you know, patching it up where it needs to be and repointing stones. Apparently, the lightning rod system on top of it got damaged when it shook. So
no kidding.
Yeah, I guess one of the Park Service guys who's very good engineer, good at engineering stuff, explained that, you know, skyscrapers, they're meant to kind of sway because they're so tall.
Yeah.
And monuments like the National Monument get their strength from their weight, and so they compress down. So this one kind of did the twist as opposed to the wave, and that's why everything kind of got wrenched in the wrong direction.
Huh.
So yeah, that was broken. The elevator, I mean. It's a big, it weighs 90,000 tons. Not 90,000 pounds, 90,000 tons. It's
wow.
a heavy thing to, break.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot to be done. I think we got at least 18 months to go.
There we go. All right, well, I'll count on you to keep me posted.
I will.
All right, please come back.
Maybe. Okay, I will. All right, I will.
See you later. Meredith Summers, Washington Times Metro reporter. She's working the story of the Washington Monument fix-up. 4:26, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.